On behalf of the city of Los Angeles, Dodger fans and baseball fans, wherever they are, our thoughts and prayers remain with Brian Stowe and his family during this very, very difficult time. Over the past week, we've seen a senseless and tragic attack bring cities, communities, and rival fans together to pray for Brian, and to insist that violence has no place in our national pastime or any sport. This is a very sad time, but I think it's also an opportunity for us to learn something. Here in Los Angeles, like cities across the country, we're proud of our baseball team. Said many times, I've been going to Dodger games since I was a little boy with the YMCA and the Boys Club, with the Boy Scouts, because my mom didn't have enough to pay for a Dodger ticket back then. But as fans, we must enjoy the sport in a way that promotes mutual respect, common decency, and good sportsmanship. Violence will not be tolerated. Public safety is priority number one, and that goes for every single baseball fan at Dodger Stadium, regardless of who they're cheering for, who they've come to support. Today, the city of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Police Department, and the Dodgers organization are putting in force and will enforce a stronger code of conduct for every fan. This is a zero tolerance policy. If you're coming to Dodger Stadium to cause trouble, I advise you to stay home because you will be arrested. We're increasing law enforcement at the stadium, in the parking lots, and in the surrounding neighborhoods because Dodger Stadium is a family-friendly environment, and we're taking every measure to keep it that way. We can all cheer for our home team, but team pride should never escalate to a level of violence against anyone. This is our collective responsibility. It's my responsibility as mayor. It's the responsibility of Chief Beck, the responsibility of Frank McCourt, Ed Reyes, every one of you behind and in front of the cameras, every fan that attends the game. We all have a responsibility to one another, to act in a civil way, to act in a respectful way, to enjoy a national pastime, to do it with our kids, to be a model for others. That's really what this is all about. I once again want to encourage those with knowledge of the attack to assist the Los Angeles Police Department in their investigation. The total reward, as we said yesterday, remains at $100,000. But beyond that, you know, I could easily come up here and say that we're going to go after these assailants, that we're going to use every means at our disposal, and we will. But yesterday I said that this was a teachable moment. And so I want to do something different. I want to ask these two individuals to turn themselves in. You know, they're witnesses that say there may have been, those two individuals may have been with a child. If that was your son or your nephew, a neighbor, do the right thing. Do it for them. Do it for this city. Do it for the fans. Do it for all of us. Turn yourself in. What you did was wrong. It was despicable and senseless, unprovoked. But make it a little better by coming forward, by doing what will be looked at in hindsight as doing the civil right thing when you've done a wrong, accepting responsibility, being accountable for your actions. I want to thank Chief Beck, as always, my partner. early on Saturday when I called him, he's been working, and so have the men and women of the LAPD, to put something together that works for the city, that works for the Dodgers, that works for our fans. I want to thank my friend Frank McCourt as well. And I said yesterday, I'm not into the finger-pointing game. That's what I think they do in Washington, and that's why we're on the brink of a shutdown, because people spend more time finger-pointing than they do fixing problems. I want to thank Frank for accepting responsibility and working with our department. And again, I want to thank the fans, those who have come forward, those who are working diligently to cooperate with us to figure out how we bring these people to justice. I'd like to bring up the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Charlie Beck.